like us. Isn't that good news? Isn't it good to know that God loves people like you and me, sinners like us? I love that fact. Micah Tyler on Kinship Radio, mornings with Ryan and Beth. And it's the time that I pray that you love. I know Ryan enjoys it. Oh, and yeah. Hey, I get a kick out of it too. What day is it?
What day is it? Well, it's October 8th.
Yeah.
There's that. And it's other holidays as well. Mm. Quite a few, actually. So I took two holidays that are today, and then I made a third one up, and you and Beth are going to try to guess the fake day. Mm. That's how the game's played.
Okay.
We have National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Oh, nice.
How did that slip past as a health food? That's a dessert. I mean, it's sweet.
Peanut jelly?
Oh, yeah, it's sweet. It's basically a jelly donut. It's just you're using bread instead of donut for the outer side.
That's what I had for lunch yesterday.
I mean, of course, it does depend how much peanut butter and jelly you use.
Slather that on. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why is the peanut butter gone? That is a question that happens at my house all the time. Anyway, peanut butter jelly day. International top spinning day.
Top spinning day.
Started by the Spinning Top and Yo-Yo Museum in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Huh.
That's
a toy I don't understand.
Spin some tops. I think it's from a time when there weren't many toys. You could have a stick or a rock. Or, hey, Joe, carve this thing that spins.
Whee!
So, yeah, the top spinning day. Yo-yo is a little more advanced. But
true.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then finally, we have your National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work / School Day.
Oh. Huh.
I believe I've neglected to bring my teddy bear with me today.
Oh. I would have to steal one from my dog.
Oh, yeah.
She has a soft, big, soft, plushy bear.
Mm.
And it's got one that you can like turn a heartbeat on in it.
Oh.
I got it for her when I first adopted her, brought her home, thinking, oh, she's going to miss the rest of her litter mates and this will be so nice. Yeah, she throws it across the room.
I was going to say, does it still have all its limbs?
Yeah.
Are his ears still on it?
Thankfully, funny you should say that because I got home from work yesterday and one of her toys, a lovely little lamb thing, yeah, its eyes are gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. It was in threads all across the living room floor. I'm like, what happened to little Lamb Chop? Lamb Chop is blind.
Abby's like, I won.
Pretty much. She's just sitting there in the
little room,
tails a wagging. She's smiling at me and just
you
lamb
to bring me another
shreds.
Competitor.
Exactly. Bring me another one.
Right now.
Great. So, yeah, I might have to bring that teddy bear to work so I can save it.
Save the teddy bear.
Yikes.
So, one of these days isn't today.
Okay. So I have to choose. Oh. Yeah, I have days where I just want to hug a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really had a teddy bear. Some of my kids did.
Really?
Mercy had a little bear she called Pinky Bear.
Pinky Bear?
Pinky Bear.
Oh, that's cute.
And then we lost Pinky Bear, so we had to buy another Pinky Bear. The problem is Pinky Bear is the baby of a bigger bear that we yanked off of the bigger bear, and that became Pinky Bear. So to buy another one, you had to buy another two bears, and then anyway.
Oh, you couldn't say Pinky Bear grew up after Pinky Bear went on a trip? Come on.
You could try.
You could be a little more
creative.
It's
not going to work.
Stop. So then did you have like a security blanket or anything like that?
No, it was Pinky Bear.
Oh, okay.
Pinky Bear was the security blanket.
Oh, okay. My brother had a security blanket and he like hugged that thing to shreds. Mm, it was just like a little tiny piece. Until he had that thing till the middle of elementary school.
I was apparently a pretty secure child. I never had any of those things.
Well, la di da. So anyway, I had a teddy bear.
Yeah.
I still have it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Top spinning. Whee. Peanut butter and jelly. You know, this is just kind of one of those, I don't know, harken back to childhood days.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. All this feel good stuff. Too bad we have to crush a hope here. Okay, which day's not today?
Raise the hammer. Crush the hope.
Crush somebody's hopes and dreams. Okay. I don't know. I'm the one I don't like. Oh, dear. I'm going to say you made up International Top Spinning Day just because it's weird.
No.
You know, it is weird.
It is weird.
I admit that.
But it's true.
But it's today.
It's true.
Even the whole Burlington, Wisconsin thing, it's a real...
It's a real thing. International
Top Spinning Day
okay.
is today.
Wow.
And the reason it's on this list is it sounds fake as the day is long.
Of course it does.
But yes, that one's today.
Of course it does. Okay.
So either you got to kick National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day to the curb or National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work School Day. One of those is not today.
Okay. I'm going to say then you made up National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work or School Day.
I'm sorry that's wrong, but maybe you'll get it next
time.
Hey,
the good thing is you can bring your teddy bear to work or school. Peanut Butter Jelly Day is in April.
Okay, so there is a day.
There is a day.
Okay, I feel better. It's just not today.
I need to come up with some of these on my own. But the problem is when I come up with them on my own, they really sound fake. I'll have to work a little better on that. But yeah, okay. So that one's in April.
All right.
I do think of them first. Then I Google them and find out they exist.
And then find out they exist. Okay. So, well, when I go home for lunch, I will come back with my teddy bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be
really
cool.
Because I might need it later today.
Hug the teddy bear.
I had a rough night.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You could also spin a top for fun. Woo!
No. Teddy bear.
We'll see what we have tomorrow. Here's Breakthrough from Patrick Mayberry, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.